Father, may I? I mean, do you mind if I don't go fishing with you today?
Why, son, I thought you loved to go fishing with me.
I do, but to see the people running up the shore?
Yes. Must be something exciting going on up there somewhere.
I asked, and it's Jesus. He's there, going to talk and heal folks.
Oh, and you'd rather go up there and hear him than go fishing with me?
May I, Father?
All right. If your mother doesn't object.
I'll ask her. May I, Mother? May I?
You want to very much, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Please, Mother?
All right. Under one condition.
What, Mother?
That you behave properly, as we've taught you, and don't get in anyone's way.
I will, Mother. I mean, I won't. I'll be good, Mother. Goodbye, Mother. I'll be back when...
Come back here, young man.
Yes, Mother?
Take this lunch with you. It's not much. Just 5 barley wafers and 2 small fish. But it'll keep you from starving.
Thank you, Mother. Goodbye.
Be sure and save them until you're hungry.
I will, Mother. So many people, I can't even get close to Jesus. And I can't push people out of the way. That's not nice. And anyway, I promised Mother I wouldn't.
People, please be quiet, please, for a moment. There is too large a crowd for this location. The master has retired to a larger grassy place upon the mountainside. Go thither and he will talk to you there.
If I hurry, maybe I can get to the place close to Jesus.
What's your hurry, my lad?
I want to be near Jesus.
It's a large place. All will be able to see and hear him.
Oh.
Your father and mother, are they not here with you?
No, sir. Father had to go fishing, and mother likes to be there when father gets home.
So your father's a fisherman. What will you be when you grow up?
A fisherman.
I'm a fisherman.
You are?
Well, I mean I was. Now I am a fisher of men.
Fish for man?
We attract and try to catch the hearts of men and turn them toward God's kingdom.
What bait do you use?
Never thought of it like that before, my lad. But it's a good question. The answer, I'm sure, is love, compassion, faith, kindness. Yes, that is the bait Jesus uses.
Do you know Jesus?
Know and love him, lad.
I love him, too. I don't know him.
To love him is to know him. He is the personification of love.
Is that the way you know him, just by loving him?
I am one of his disciples. I notice that you...
You are?
I am one of 12 disciples. My name is Andrew, brother to Peter.
I'm glad to meet you, sir.
Jesus loves children and youth. He loves everyone, of course, but especially children and youth. I noticed that you're carrying a package.
Yes, sir. Mother gave it to me. 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish to eat when I get hungry.
Well, that's a good idea. You have a thoughtful mother.
This is as close as I can get. Oh, well. I can see and hear him from here. Wish I'd come faster, so I... No, I don't either. I'm glad I met Andrew. He was so nice. Pardon me, ma'am. You sit here by this bush. It'll be shady when the sun gets hot. I'll sit over here.
Thank you, boy. That's a good boy. Must have come from good parents. So many young people these days are selfish and impolite, and not at all the kind.
And Jesus spake unto the multitude of the kingdom of God, and healed them that had need of healing. All day he ministered unto them. And when it began to be evening, Philip said unto the master,
The people grow weary and hungry, master. Send them away that they may go into the towns and country round about to eat and lodge, for we are here in a desert place.
Give ye them to eat.
Give them what? Bread?
Whence shall ye buy bread that so many as these shall eat?
Oh, we can't, master, for 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that all may take a little.
I had forgotten, master, but there is someone here with foresight enough to bring along food, that he grow not weary and weak from hunger. He is a lad. He has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but that is so little for so many to eat.
Bring it hither, Andrew.
Good evening, lad.
Oh, greetings, Andrew, sir.
The 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish. I see you have not as yet eaten them.
Oh, no, sir. I was so busy listening to Jesus that I forgot to eat. Are you hungry? Do you wish to eat them? They aren't
Jesus mine. Wishes them, lad.
Jesus? Jesus wants my fish and bread?
If you wish to give them to him, yes.
Oh, I do. I do. But they're such small loaves of fish, and I love Jesus. He can have anything I have. Everything.
That is true love, lad. And your gift to Jesus, prompted by love for him, is noted in heaven.
Jesus took the loaves and fishes, and when he had given thanks, he gave to the disciples, and the disciples to the multitude, and they did eat. And when the multitude had eaten, the disciples gathered up what was left, 12 baskets full.
Jesus, he is the Messiah, the Son of God.
He is King, King on David's throne, King of Israel. Make him King. Let us make him King.